That was recorded on the morning of February 16th, 1971, at Sri Krishna Niketan, Gorakhpur, Uttar Pradesh.
In this connection, the comments of Siddhartha Swami is very important. He is putting question, nano sakrit ucharitena nama bhyasena katham sarva papa khayangsa. Sadhya bhakti abhistadeva vidhana. Siddhartha Swami says that simply by chanting without any regulative principles, one becomes liberated. So how is that? So he replies himself also, no, there are regulative principles. The idea is that chanting of the holy name is so powerful that it can immediately liberate the vibrator. But because he is prone to fall down again, therefore there are regulative things. Or in other words, if one is liberated simply by chanting once, offenseless holy name, what to speak of others who are following the regulative principle? This is the idea. It is not that just like the Sahajiyas, they think that if chanting is so powerful, I shall chant sometime. But he does not know that after chanting, he is again falling down by willing. This is willing, I want to say, willful disobedience. Willful disobedience. Because I know that I have chanted the holy name. Now my all sinful reaction of my life is now vanished. Then why shall I commit again sinful activities? That is a natural conclusion. But if one concludes like this, now I have chanted, I have confessed my sinful activities in the church, and let me go now again begin my sinful activities. Such kind of willful negligence is very, very dangerous. Namnad balad jasahi papa buddhi. He is the greatest sinner, one who utilizes the holy name as a means of counteracting or neutralizing these sinful effects. They are very willful sinners. That should not be done. It is a fact. But as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, your all sinful reaction of life is immediately neutralized or vanquished. But you should not do again. That is the idea. Nano sakri ucharitena nama bhyasana kathang sarva payakhaya saddha bhakti avitta deva vidhana tatai sāyāṁ pratiginān bhaktiyā dukkha grāmā dhimuchyate. He is giving quotation from many scriptures in which it is stated, sāyāṁ pratiginān, sāyāṁ trisandhā, morning, noon and evening, pratiginān, daily chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Sayang pratiginan bhaktya, with devotion and faith, dukkha grama vimuchyate. Dukkha grama means volumes of miserable condition of life. One can avoid volumes of miserable condition of life simply by chanting. Anudinam idam adarena chindanati. When it is stated anudinam, adarena, with great care and attention one should chant. Not that we should utilize the chanting of holy name for my sense gratification. That I commit sin and again I chant and it will be counteracted. So again I chant, again I commit. No. That is not allowed. Anudinam. Siddha Swami, Anudinam idam adarena chinnanti. Chinnan, adarena, with great care. Because the name, the holy name, and the person Krishna, Krishna and Krishna's name, they are identical. So one should be so much careful and respectful that as soon as you are chanting, you should know that Krishna is dancing on my tongue. That's how much careful and respectful you should be. It's very responsible. Suppose Krishna is here, just like we offer so respectful obeisances to the deity. Similarly, as the deity is Atsavata, incarnation, this deity which you are worshipping as Atsavata. Atsa means worshipable incarnation. Because we cannot see Krishna with our present eyes, material eyes. Therefore, it is Krishna's mercy that he has appeared before us in a form which we can see. That is Krishna's mercy. It is not that Krishna is different from this deity. That is mistake. Those who cannot understand what is Krishna's potency, they think that this is idol. And therefore they say idol words. It is not idol words. The same example, as I have given many times, that the post box, a mailbox on the street, it is post office. If somebody thinks it is a box, it is a box, but it is a post office at the same time. Similarly, Krishna is everything. The Mumi Rapa Narabhayu Khan, Krishna says, my energy. As you cannot separate energy and the energetic, Krishna is everything. So Krishna can accept your service through everything. Don't consider that this is metal. The metal is also Krishna. That we should know. Where bhumi, metal, what is metal? Metal means earth. Krishna says, first of all, says, bhumi, apa, anala, vayu. They are my all energies. So, from argument point of view, Krishna is everything. Therefore, Krishna can accept service through everything. So, this deity, vigraha, either made of wood, made of stone, or earth, or metal, or painting, they are not different from Krishna. Krishna has got the potency to accept your service through these medium. So they are not pictures, they are not ordinary idols. You should not never. Similarly, a sound vibration. Krishna is present through sound vibration. Because these five elements, akash, the sky, within sky there is sound. So from argumentative point of view also, nobody can deny that this chanting of the holy name of Krishna is not identical. It is identical. Because identical, everything is identical. So as soon as you approach the deity or the name, you should know fully well that Krishna is present. Krishna is therefore, we should worship the deity with great attention. As much as Krishna is present, and similarly, we should worship the holy name with great attention. We should not be inattentive. Suppose Krishna personally comes, personally is here. Suppose personally, as you think of personally, personally comes, if you do not become respectful, is that all right? No, you should be very much respectful. Even a respectable person, ordinary person, a big man or a rich man or a king comes, we become so much respectful. And what about Krishna when he is present as Archamurti or as the holy name? These are the realization point of view. Krishna, his name, his form, his quality, his pastime, when you hear about Krishna, that is also Krishna. Actually, when I'm reading Krishna book, Krishna is fighting with demon, that is also his pastime. So Krishna is present. So we should be very attentive and worthy this hearing. Unless we come to these points, there is lack of realization what is Krishna. Anudinam adarena chinnan iti savanam kirtanam dhyanam harer adhubhuta karma. Here also explicitly mentioned harer adhubhuta karma. Krishna's activities are all wonderful. As you read from the Krishna book, he is fighting with many demons and his activities are wonderful. Just like Kaliyada, a boy of 5 years old or 6 years old jumping in the Jamuna and the great snake immediately coils him as if it will devour Krishna, and from the shore all the members of Vrindavan, they become fainted, now Krishna is gone. But he was fighting with him and kicking on the head, and blood was oozing out from the mouth of the serpent. So these things are wonderful things. Bakasur, Aghasur, Shishupal, Kansa, Krishna was a boy of 16 years old, and he was combating a very powerful wrestler, Chanura. Everything, everyone present, they thought it unlawful that Krishna is so young and is such a big, stalwart and strong. A wrestler is engaged with him for wrestling. This is not good, this is not good. In protest, so many people left the arena. And Nanda Maharaj began to think, I should have locked up Krishna in Vrindavan instead of allowing him to come here for so much injustice. But Krishna killed them. Not only killed them, the wrestlers who were engaged by Kansa, he immediately dragged Kansa from his throne and simply by feasting killed him. There are so many wonderful. Therefore, Krishna's activities are called adbhuta karma. It is never expected to be done by any human being. How it can be done by any human being? He is all powerful. He can do anything and everything. And because the persons with poor fund of knowledge, they cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, these Krishna's activities are to them as allegories or mythologies. Because they are rascals, they think it is mythology. It is not mythology. It is actual fact, but they are wonderful because it is being enacted by Krishna. That's what is stated here. Sarir adbhuta karmanam. Janma karma gunanancha tadathe akhila cheshtitam ityadi asminneva purane tatra tatra patthate. Janma karma gunanancha. Hearing about Krishna, about Krishna's appearance, the so-called janma. Janma means birth. The Krishna is unborn. He is nitya nityana. You see, that's right. We have no janma, we have no appearance. It is simply change of dress. It is not dress. As it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that the Bhashamsi Jindani Jada Bihar. If I change my dress, that is not my death. This is easily understood. Similarly, transmigration of the soul from one body to another, that is not death. But because we have no eyes to see the soul, how it is changing from one body, just like we cannot see how the baby is coming to another body, childhood, boyhood. We cannot see. We see that the body is changing. No. He is changing from one body to another. That is the version of the Bhagavad. But we say, body is growing. Why body is growing? If the body has got any growing power, then why the body of a dead child does not grow? The body has no growing power. It is actually changed. But because, just like the spool of your film, there are many pictures. But because you see, under certain condition, you see one picture. It is very easy to understand. Actually, the pictures are changing. Different pictures. And we are seeing one picture. We are seeing the picture is moving. And one picture. Similarly, this body is continuously, every moment, there is different body, different body, different body. Every moment. But we are seeing one body. This is our ignorance. But we are changing body. Every moment we are changing body. The spool is going on. The exact example is that, like that the film. Every second changing one scene, one picture, and it appears that it is only one picture. One who does not know how the machine, cinematographic machine is working, the foolish person, they say, they think that the picture is one and it is moving. No, it is changing. Similarly, the body is also changed. The exact example is change of breath. Bhasamsi jinnani. That is the exact word used in the Bhagavad Gita. So, even for an ordinary living being, we cannot see how the body is changing, how the living entity is changing from one body to another. It is so swiftly, every moment, every second it is taking place. How you can see? So there is no death. It is simply change. Say, if for ordinary living entity there is no death, how Krishna can be appearing and dying? No. Therefore, janma karma me dibbam. Je janati tat tat. One who knows in truth how Krishna is appearing, how Krishna is disappearing. He is learned. He is learned in the spiritual science, and for him, as soon as he becomes learned, well-versed in the spiritual science, Krishna science, he immediately becomes liberated. Jab Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru. Because one who has understood Krishna in truth, he is liberated first. Therefore, he is Guru. Guru cannot be a conditioned soul. Guru must be liberated. Because without complete knowledge of Krishna, without being freed from the contamination of the three modes of materialness, one cannot understand Krishna on account of his being engrossed with these three material modes of nature. Krishna says, one who understands me rightly, he becomes immediately free. Takta deham punarjanmayati. Just as we are changing our dress and our different bodies every moment, the Krishna says, takta deham. The last change, ordinarily, those who are not liberated, those who are conditioned still, they die. Die means they change this body and accept another material body. But one who is liberated by understanding Krishna, one who is fully Krishna conscious, he also changes his body and he accepts immediately spiritual body. And so long he lives, that is also spiritual body. That is spiritual body in the sense, because that body is engaged in spiritual activities only. There is no material activity. Therefore, that is spiritual. The same example, the iron rod, although it is rod, because it has become red hot, it is no longer rod, it is fire. Similarly, this material body becomes spiritualized when one is completely Krishna conscious. Because he has no more activity of this material body. His actions are, the same example try to follow. When it has become so hot, red hot, that it is no more acting as iron rod, it is acting as fire. Similarly, when he changes this body also, he immediately, takta deham punarjanmanaiti, then he does not come in material body, then immediately a spiritual body develops. As this material body has developed, from the spirit soul, on the platform of spirit soul, similarly, what is the difficulty to understand? A spiritual body can also grow. There is no difficulty. This material body, everyone knows that it grows or it changes from one body to another because the spirit soul is there. Similarly, one who is fully Krishna conscious, as it is said by Krishna, taktadam, as soon as this body is dimna, immediately another spiritual body is offered. That spiritual body, Sanatana Goswami has said, that those who are being liberated from this material world, they are offered a spiritual body where Krishna Leela is going on. Krishna's pastimes, Vrindavan Leela, are as Krishna manifests his different pastimes when he was present, that is going on eternally. As soon as He leaves this universe in another universe. His lila becomes manifest. Krishna is born. Krishna is born here at Janmashtami. And as soon as Krishna is taken to Gokula by Vasudeva, Krishna is seen in another universe born again. Just like our sun, as soon as it rises at 6 o'clock or at 5 o'clock, so as soon as here 5 o'clock finish, in another place 5 o'clock begins. That is going on. Alata Chakra. The 5 o'clock is permanent. Anywhere there must be some 5 o'clock. Anywhere there must be 6 o'clock. Or anywhere there must be 7 o'clock, just like the 24 hours is going on. You cannot say that the sun rising at 5 o'clock because it is finished within your view, it is finished. No, it is not finished. The 5 o'clock is permanent to the sun. If it is so possible to a material thing, why not Krishna? So therefore, it is called Nitya Lila. Nitya Lila is eternally, this is eternally Janmashtami is going on. Eternally, everything is going on, eternally. So, one who is liberated from this world and he is given the spiritual body, he is immediately transferred to the place where Krishna's lila is going on. Just like in Vrindavan, when Krishna was present, all the Vrindavan Vasis, they are not ordinary men. They are liberated. They transfer to associate with Krishna practice. And after this complete practice, they are transferred to the Goloka Vrindavan. So, therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says about the boys, cowherd boys playing with Krishna. Kritapunna punya. How much these boys have accumulated their pious activities. Now they are transferred here to play with Krishna. Kritapunna punya. Ittham satana brahma sukhanubhutya. Dasangatanam paradaivatena mayasitanam naradarasena sadhang bijarhu kritapunna punya. Oh, these boys, it appears that they are cowherd boys playing with Krishna. Appreciating Sukadeva Goswami. How much they have accumulated their past activities so that now they have got chance to play with Krishna. What's that? They are not ordinary cowherd boys. Similarly, all the gopis, all the cowherd boys, they are not ordinary men. They are giving chance after many, many births accumulating the devotional service. Devotional service is so nice. In one life they can be benefited with that position as cowherd boy, as he likes, friends and as a gopis. That is possible. Therefore, the devotional devotees have so much austere, so much, penanceful, that this life we shall attain, this position. One is hoping to be a Krishna's friend, one is hoping to be gopi, one is hoping to be friends of Jasoda. So, everything is possible, pancharas, the 5 rasas in Vrindavan. One is hoping to be a tree there, a grass there, a flower there. So, this is possible. So, and Krishna says, madhyajinopi jayanti ma, jayanti devabrata devan, pitrin jayanti pitribhata, madhyajina. Those who are cultivating Krishna consciousness, they come to me. So what is the difficulty to understand the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness? It's very simple. Everything is there. We have to understand when we have to be very serious and sincere. The thing is there. Thank you.
During the time when the energy is transferred from one body to another, is he always fully conscious of the present fact?
Is he, are you not conscious of your childhood?
No, I'm not conscious of my body being constantly changing.
You are conscious, but you do not perceive it.
And then if you perceive the situation at the time, and it's been transferred from one body to another,
so why you are thinking the are you not assured that you are not transferred? You are not sure. When there is practically it is happening, what is the reason of your being doubtful?
There's no doubtful, fear.
Huh? So many things happening in your body, are you aware of all these things?
No.
Then similarly it is happening. Why do you ask such questions? So many things are happening in your body. You do not know how it is happening. Therefore it is called prakriti kriyamana. The nature is doing. You are completely in the hands of the nature. How, after shaving, how your hairs are growing, do you know?
No.
Then, it is completely under the hands of the nature. Similarly, everything is. As you cannot explain, cannot know how the hairs are growing, similarly, you cannot understand how you are changing. It is by nature it is being done so nicely. Parasa sakti viridaiva suyate. Sabhavikik Gyanabara. It is taking place. A flower is fructified. Can you explain how it is fructified? It is taking place. The foolish person, they say, automatically. No. The machine is so expert that it is taking. The machine is working. The nature is working. But we are not so expert to understand. Sabhaviki Gyara Balakya. So we are thinking it is taking automatically. No. It is not automatically. It is taking very perfectly. And we are so ignorant that we cannot understand. We should always know our position, how much we are ignorant. I am claiming I am the it is my body. How your nails are growing. Can you explain? Why there is no sensation in the nail? So many things are unaware in of your body. So how can we be aware that how your body is changing? You have to learn therefore from authorities. It is different. Just like Krishna says, beingness means yathadehi kaumara. That is the process of knowledge. You have to know from the authorities how things are. The person who is actually enacting, you have to know from him. Otherwise there is no possibility of knowledge. Prakita kirmanani gani karmani sarva ahankara vimunasa kattaham iti bannati. Prakriti, you are walking and immediately become paralyzed. But while walking you think I am walking. You are not walking. You are walking under some mechanical arrangement with the help of the material nature. But you are thinking, I am walking. In every step, in every action, you are completely dependent. Don't you think that I am walking? Now when there is some trouble, or the hand or leg become paralyzed, now if you are walking, then you repair it. Brahman sarvabhutani jantrarurhani maya. Why do I read this Bhagavad Gita? Brahman Isara sarvabhutana riddhesa arjuna tishtati Brahman sarvabhutani jantrarurhani maya. What is the meaning of this? Jantrarurhani, just like you are sitting on a carriage and the driver is taking you anywhere he likes. You are just like that. There is no control how you are being taken. Jantrarurhani. Jantra means just like carriage, a machine. You are sitting on a machine and under the direction of the Lord, Ishvara, he is sitting in your heart. So Maya is driver. And Krishna is dictating, drive this person and such body. And Maya is offering the body. Krishna is seeing you, that you are doing, you require such and such body. And he is ordering Maya that you give him such and such body. So Maya is offering you. And you are simply under the control. You are simply thinking, I shall do that, I shall do that, and everything is there by Krishna's order. So you think of Krishna, then Krishna will give you another body, spiritual body.
Like every moment you are changing your body.
That is the medical sciences. Even medical sciences, the blood corpuscles are changed.
But we don't feel it so much.
Well,
what happens?
But you don't feel so many things that I explained. No. That does not mean it is not taking place.
No, I want to say, like the point of death, we also change into another. Do we feel that?
Huh?
The point of death.
That I explained, you don't feel. Even if the change takes place.
Even in death.
Yes.
That at the time of death, when Krishna consciousness is given a spiritual body, is the spiritual body that you said was created. Originally, we had a spiritual body, and then we fell into
the. I don't say created, developed.
It's the same one that is
an eternal. Yes. As the material body has developed for your material consciousness. Similarly, spiritual body will develop for Krishna consciousness.
And it's the same spiritual body that we had before we came into the
body. Yes. You have 1/10,000 part of the poem how this big body has developed. It has developed materially. Similarly, it will develop spiritually. What is it? Difficulty to understand. Is there any difficulty still? You are 1/10,000 part of a poem and you have developed a big body like elephant. Or Brahmananda Swami. When you are getting fat, I was very much thinking that this boy is getting fat. To get fatty is not very favorable for spiritual understanding. And my Guru Maharaj said, if you say some of the disciples getting fat, his immediate says, he's getting fat. Yes. Spiritual life does not mean very fat. That is an impediment. That means materially he is becoming developed. That's a fact. So you should not eat more together. You should simply eat to keep yourself, the body and soul together, not to get fatty. Yeah. That's not good. Of course, we are not fatty.
It's all about that part.
Yes, Vardhi. My godbrother, there was one Bharati Maharaj, he was so Prabhupada used to keep saying, this man is getting fatty. And actually, he is not very... Mahatmanasya man prasa daivi prakriti masa. You have to take shelter, therefore you are marginal. You have to take shelter of the material energy or the spiritual energy. When you take shelter of the material energy, materially develop. When you take spiritual energy, spiritually develop. That's all. Therefore your position is marginal. Daivi prakriti masa. Mahatma, those are Mahatmas. They have kibna. The Mayavadi philosopher thinks that as soon as he is given up, liberated from the matter, now he has become God. No. You give up this material energy, you have to take a spiritual energy. Mahamaya Yogama. Yes.
More we know about these different processes, when we speak there, the people are impressed that we are understanding scientifically.
Yes.
So sometimes we ask a question, it is not so much out of doubt, that we just really want to understand that process.
Yes, yes, that's what we get. That is good. Pariprasnena, tadvidhi, pariprasnena, punipatena, and seva. Question should be put, guided by two principles, surrender and service. That is the way. All right.